got jokes sent in over the weekend from Nina and Rich in Columbus, Wisconsin, and Ken and Elmwood and Wayne in Pontiac, and Steve in Orland Park, and Carla in New Mexico sent us the Rubik's Cube joke that's going around, which we will not be telling, and Peggy in Naperville. Brooke, thank you. Debbie in Carpentersville. Hey, King John Williams, thank you for the shout-out on the June 10th edition of Speed Jokes. I have reached a newfound celebrity status in our local area of WGN listeners, that from Oakwood, Illinois. And we got this from Dave in Ontario, Canada. Hey, John, I just want to say a special good morning to Kathy in Chicago, who believes that with the high price of shipping across the world's longest undefended border, she could get a coveted, a treasured, a truly one-of-a-kind King John Williams Speed Jokes coffee mug or 16-ounce glass cheaper than the one you sent to me, the one I am fondly drinking from here in Canada as I write this. However, with the Toronto Blue Jays in Chicago facing your beloved White Sox, I might just ask someone like Vlad Guerrero to pick it up for me. The same Vlad Guerrero, by the way, who is a prospective MVP candidate who got walked last night late in the game, allowing the tying run to come in, signed Dave in Canada. We got some new jokes for you. My neighbor told me he was scared to plant an apple tree. I told him to grow a pear. My wife just called me pretentious. I was so surprised my monocle fell out. A listener I'll describe as Mr. Machievius wrote in to say, if I were a plastic surgeon, I would 100% put a squeaky toy inside every breast implant. Oh. The more you think about that, the more amusing that is. He also sent this in. Those SpaceX guys aren't due back for a while. We've got plenty of time for everybody to wear an ape suit and learn to ride a horse. A Chicago Bear walks into a Dairy Queen. What's he order? What's he order, Dave?
Any given Sunday.
I was like automatically on his mind.
Dave would know. I got one of those talking scales. I don't want to say I've been overeating lately, but when I got on it this morning, it asked me to get off. A friend of mine just got divorced. He and his wife split the house evenly. He got the outside. Hey, Dave, my urologist said I have a healthy prostate.
Oh, that's good news.
Yep, I was deeply touched. Magician had several chocolate stains on his shirt. I guess he had a few Twix up his sleeve. I read somewhere that WD-40 is great for keeping mice out of your garden.
Did you try it?
I did, and it doesn't work. However, they have stopped squeaking. Singing in the shower is all fun and games until you get shampoo in your mouth, guys. Then what happens?
No idea.
Then it's a bunch of lie.
Then gargling.
Then it becomes a soap opera. A soap opera. Finally, if I gave you a pie and you needed to tell me how much it weighed, where would be a good place to weigh a pie? Where would be a good place to weigh a pie?
Somewhere over the rainbow.
May I suggest you take it somewhere over the rainbow? Place to weigh a pie. I know we've done the weigh a pie somewhere over the rainbow joke before, but last time I think it was the reverse order of these punchlines.
Once in a lullaby.
You come up with a musical punchline every day.
Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue.
Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. If you're in the continental United States plus Alaska and Hawaii, you could win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.